欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hello and welcome to Enjoy English. Today is Saturday, March 1st. And, I'm Steve.
And I'm Amanda.
And I'm Frank. I'm trying to, you know,
leave. And I'm excited because it's March 1st.
Yay, spring is coming.
Spring is coming. And this month, Frank, is Amanda's birthday.
Oh, really?
My birthday is on this Friday, March the 7th.
Yes.
Okay.
Get your present ready.
Is there a birthday party?
Oh, darn. Now I have to invite him. Yeah, Frank, it's going to be on Saturday.
The secret's out.
Okay, you're being silly.
Today, we're talking about our entertainment lesson. And I love entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's fun. I love entertaining and being entertained.
Mm-hmm.
And today's lesson is called 27 Dresses.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like my wardrobe.
You have 27 dresses?
No, actually, I've probably only got about 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 我们刚听到一个词叫 wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what does that mean?
Wardrobe, it can either be the actual cupboard where you keep your clothes, but it can also be the entire... collection of clothes that you have.
Yeah.
So your wardrobe is all of your shirts and all of your pants and all of your dresses. And
all of my clothing is my wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 所以我们讲的衣橱啊，所有的衣服啊，摆在里面这种衣橱叫做 wardrobe.
Wardrobe. W-A-R-D-R-O-B-E. W-A-R-D-R-O-B-E. So you can put things in the wardrobe, which would be the closet.
Okay.
Or...your collection and all of the clothing that you have is called your wardrobe.
Okay, 所以你这个字有两个意思，一个就是衣橱啦 closet. 另外一个意思就是说你所，譬如说你夏季啊所拥有的全部的衣服啊都可以叫做啊 wardrobe.
Yeah, so today we're going to learn about 27 dresses and a lady named Jane.Who does wedding plans. But before we do that, let's go into
building your vocabulary.
Number one is thankfully. Thankfully.
欣慰地
Thankfully, Marvin finally found his true love.
Number two is sacrifice. Sacrifice.
牺牲
Emily sacrificed her career for her family. You hear this phrase a lot.
Why? Sacrifice something.
To sacrifice something for something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like maybe an athlete, someone who wants to be in the Olympics, will sacrifice a lot of fun and sort of normal life things that normal kids and teenagers do because they're always at the gym.Or at the sports field, practicing for their sport.
Always training.
So they're sacrificing, honestly, their life, their youth, in order to become a world-class athlete.
Okay, world-class, 世界级的。
Yep.
Okay, 所以就想说这个奥运选手他们就是、把这个时间都花掉牺牲掉了换取他们的这个职业。
All right, today we also have some phrases for learning.
Number one is assist...someone in doing something. Assist someone in doing something. Or assist someone with something. Assist someone with something.
Now you can go, Frank.
Okay, 协助某人做。
And the phrase, the sentence, Tracy assists her father with his business. So she helps out her dad with his business.
Number two is put together.Put together.
拼凑整理出
We spent a whole day putting together ideas for promoting the new product.
And number three is have the nerve to. Have the nerve to.
有勇气去做某件事情。
How did Gary have the nerve to say that it was not his fault?
Actually, because it was mine. Just kidding. Number four is carry out. Carry out.
实现履行
Alvin will do anything to carry out his goal, to finish his goal.
Or to achieve his goal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We also have some extra words. Number one is fiancé. Fiancé.
未婚夫
Now, this word is very similar to another word, fiancé, which is spelt with two E's at the end. This one, fiancé, with one E, refers to the man who is going to be married.
Mm-hmm.
Fiancé with EE at the end refers to a woman who's going to get married. These words come from French,
mm-hmm.
from the French language.
Okay, 所以呢 fiancé 如果是后面、有两个 E 的话这个时候就是未婚妻了。
And you will often hear、mm-hmm. Americans say fiancé.
Fiancé, oh yeah.
Yeah, fiancé.
所以这个发音也蛮常见的。
Yeah, but I was attempting to...
Fiancé.
To say、
Use、
it correctly.
More French.
With the French, since I've got Amanda next to me.
Okay.
And number two is perky. Perky.
活泼的,生气勃勃的。
Number three is match. Match.
相配者。
And number four is bride. Bride.
新娘。
Okay, let's go into the first paragraph. Jane is great at taking care of everyone in her life. She has even assisted 27 friends in planning their weddings. Now, she is busy helping her sister put together a dream wedding. There is just one problem. Jane is in love with her sister's fiancé, George. How did that happen? Jane and George work together. Jane fell in love with him a long time ago, but she never had the nerve to tell him. Unfortunately for Jane, her sister wasn't as shy as she was.
Hmm.
Oh, this sounds like a very messy situation.
Indeed. Jane is great at taking care of everyone in her life. So Jane often helps people do things, looks after them, tries to make sure that everyone is happy. All of the people in her life.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about the people in your life, we're talking about your friends and family, usually.
你的家人，你的朋友。所以阿珍呢，珍妮，Jane, 她很 is great at,就是 is good at,、
mm-hmm.
很擅长怎样照顾她生命里面的每个人。
She has even assisted or helped 27 friends in planning their weddings. Now, we've already said she's good at taking care of someone.、
Mm-hmm.
When we say someone has even, we are talking about they're maybe going a little extra, they're doing something a little extra or something more, something different. 甚至她怎么样。I couldn't think of that in English, so I had to go for the Chinese. Sorry, Frank.
And this is our first phrase for learning.
Yep, assisted. Assist someone in or assist、mm-hmm. someone with is our first phrase in our phrases for learning. So she has even helped or assisted 27 friends in planning their weddings.、
Mm.
I'm amazed. I mean, unless this is her job. I don't have 27 friends.
Who are getting married?
Who I'm close enough to.Who are getting married that I would help them with their weddings?
Yeah, weddings are very big. That's a lot of planning and a lot of work.
Wedding planner.
Yeah, I mean, is her job a wedding、mm-hmm. planner, I wonder?
I don't、mm-hmm. think so.
No, otherwise they would say. So I'm like, wow, Jane has a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 所以她呢甚至帮了协助27个朋友啊干嘛策划他们的婚礼。我们讲了 assist, 这是我们这次学的单字。协助某人 in doing something 或者 with something 做某件事情就刚刚听到就等于 help 但是 help 的话就是 help somebody 啊，省略一个 to 啊，后面加的是原形动词所以 help somebody do something
Now she is busy helping her sister put together a dream wedding So I guess she's on wedding number 28, and she's helping her sister, big sister or younger sister, I don't know, put together a dream wedding. Put together is phrase number two. So she's helping her, you know, choose the dress, find a place to get married,
mm-hmm.
find the right band, all the decorations, etc. Helping her put it together.
嗯，那现在呢？她忙着做什么事？帮助她的这个妹妹啊，哎，拼凑
或姐姐
啊，拼凑整理出一个梦幻的婚礼。Put together 就是让某件事情啊拼拼凑凑，然后使它完整这个样子。所以这边呢，重点是 be busy 后面要加动名词 ，be busy doing something。I'm busy washing the dishes. 我正在忙着洗碗。Okay.
There is just one problem. There is only one problem with putting together this dream wedding for her sister.、
Mm-hmm.
Jane is in love with her sister's fiance, George. So Jane loves the guy that her sister is going to marry.、
Uh-oh.
Fiance is word number one in our extra words.
Okay, that's catch 22.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
好，所以呢，现在就是有一个问题来了。阿珍啊，她 in love with 就是爱上与某人啊，爱上某人，她妹妹或姐姐，她的这个未婚夫乔治了。
How did that happen? How did it happen that Jane fell in love with her sister's fiance?
嗯，那是怎么样发生这件事情的呢
？Jane and George work together.Ah, they work in the same company.、
Mm.
So they've known each other and see each other every day.
Yeah.
Mm, okay, so why is it? Because they, 阿珍啊和乔治他们一起工作，所以这个近水楼台先得月嘛。所以呢，这个时候他们就啊认识了彼此。
Jane fell in love with him, with George, a long time ago. So maybe even years ago. But she never had the nerve to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Have the nerve to do something is phrase number three in our phrases for learning. And it just means you never, in Chinese you would say, 没那个胆子 right?
嗯，没那个胆子。
Yeah, she just never had the courage to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, George.
告白。
Yeah.
Okay. 诶，告白的英文要怎么, how to spell 告白 in English? Not spell, how to say.
告白。
I have no idea.
Confess your love.
Confess your love.
It's a little different.
Declare your love?
Declare?、
Mm.
Okay.
I told her I loved her.
And she threw a pie in my face.
Yes.
好，所以这边就是说、阿珍在很久很久以前 long time ago 就已经爱上了他 fall in love with somebody 就是与某人、爱上某人然后呢但是他从来没有这个勇气去告诉他
It's okay. It was a banana cream pie. Yummy.、
Mm. Now, unfortunately for Jane orToo bad for Jane.
Unluckily?
Yeah. Her sister wasn't as shy as she was. So her sister wasn't afraid to tell George that she thought he was attractive. She had the nerve to ask George out or to go out with George. And then after some time, they fell in love and now they're getting married.
Mm, okay. 但是很不幸的呢 unfortunately, 就等于 unluckily,、很不幸的怎样呢阿珍、很不幸的是怎样她的妹妹可就不是这个样子了、她妹妹就很有勇气表达她的想法可能就是她妹妹跟这个乔治表白了这样子
Okay, let's take a break Alright, we are back and let's look at our second paragraphThankfully, Jane still has a chance. She ends up meeting Kevin. He isn't fooled by Jane's cheerful and perky personality. He knows she has sacrificed her own dreams to help carry out the plans of others. Kevin challenges Jane to think hard about her own goals. However,She is not sure if she can change so quickly. Jane wants her sister and George to live happily together. Yet she also longs for her own perfect match. Is Kevin able to help make Jane's dream of becoming a bride come true? The only way to know is to catch 27 dresses in theaters before it is too late. So now that we're at the end of the paragraph, we know it's a movie. Cool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see the movie.
Yes. So, first sentence. Thankfully, Jane still has a chance. Okay, thankfully.
Meaning, luckily.
Luckily, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That means when we say, oh, thankfully.
It stopped raining.
It stopped
before
raining.
The picnic.
It means I'm thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's to heaven or just to anything. You know, I'm happy it's not raining.
Okay,
I'm thankful.
Thankful. Grateful.
Yeah.
Or thankfully the car missed us and we didn't all die in a horrible accident.
Yeah, that would be something to be thankful for. So thankfully, Jane still has a chance to be happy.
所以呢，很令人欣慰的是这个 thankfully, 我们刚刚就听到可以等于什么呢？哦，就是这个
thankfully, luckily.
It's like a feeling that you're thanking God or higher power, whatever it is you believe in, for helping you in some way.
Okay, 所以非常感激的是，哎，这个真呢，它还是有一个机会啦，还有一个什么机会？后面其实可以加一个 to do something.
Yep. What is her chance? She ends up meeting Kevin.
Ooh.
She ends up, when you end up doing something, we say, well, in the end, we ended up doing this. She ends up meeting Kevin. So she meets another guy. Ooh, the story's getting more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, 所以呢，诶，所以他最后 end up, 这是一个片语，就是最后变成怎样。他最后变成呢，诶，反而可以跟这个凯文认识了凯文。
He isn't fooled by Jane's cheerful and perky personality. If you're fooled, you're tricked. So he isn't tricked by her cheerful, so her happy, and perky. Perky is extra word number two. It's like she always seems happy and everything's great. Oh, isn't it wonderful? La, la, la,
I'm so
la.
Happy.
Exactly. But he is not fooled by this, her personality. He knows that deep down inside there's some sadness or disappointment.
Okay, 所以呢，这个凯文啊，他并没有被这个阿珍啊珍 Jane 他的这个 cheerful 很乐观很开心，还有这个 perky 他生气婆婆很活泼的这个个性所骗到。我们刚刚 fooled 也可以等于 tricked. Okay, trick 就是 T-R-I-C-K 那个动词啊，骗某人。所以呢，这边他没有被他所骗，意思就是说他没有被他这种整天这个活泼开朗的个性，然后就以为她是一个真的很这样子很积极的一个女孩，一定是私底下还有一些问题了。
He knows she has sacrificed her own dreams to help carry out the plans of others. So Kevin, he knows, maybe he's watched her for a while, maybe he likes her, you know, we don't know anything yet, but somehow he knows she has sacrificed her own dreams. Sacrifice is word number two in building your vocabulary. So she has sacrificed her own dreams.
It's like she's given up her own dreams.
Yeah, she's given up her own things that she wants to do, her own dreams, to help carry out. Carry out is phrase number four in our phrases for learning. To help carry out the plans or dreams of other people.
Mm-hmm. 这个凯文他知道，哎，这个 Jane 呢，他就是牺牲了他自己的梦想，然后呢，去。In order to, 这个 to 就是 in order to, 去帮助其他人实现他们的计划了。Okay, sacrifice, 我们刚刚听到也可以讲说等于这个given up, has given up, 他放弃了他自己的这个梦想。
Kevin challenges Jane to think hard about her own goals. If you challenge someone, like if Kevin challenges Jane, he says, come on, what are your goals? What do you want for yourself? Stop thinking about other people. What do you want?To think about her own goals, her own dreams. What is it that she wants?
所以凯文就挑战他，挑战 Jane 说，诶，你去用力努力的想一想啊，你有关于你自己的这个目标了。Your goal, 这个 goal 就是目标。
However, but she is not sure if she can change so quickly. So Kevin has said,You know, you need to think hard about your own goals. You need to maybe once in a while worry a little more about yourself and not worry so much about other people. I mean, it's great to care about other people and it's great to help other people, But we also need to take care of ourselves as well. And so, but Jane, she's not sure if she can just change and just, you know, if somebody says, oh, Jane, I need help with this. Can you help me? I have a lot of friends like this who just, it's very difficult for them to say, no, I'm sorry, I'm busy. No, I don't have time. No, I can't.
嗯哼，所以呢，这时候啊，然而 ，however， 就是连接前后两个语义完全相反的。这边就是说，然而呢，他不是很确定他是否能够 ，if 叫做是否等于 whether， 他是否可以这么快 so quickly 啊 ，get change so quickly， 他可以这么快的就可以改变过来了。
Jane wants her sister and George to live happily together, so Jane doesn't want to break up.Her sister and George. She doesn't want to ruin their life. She wants them to live happily together, or like in a fairy tale, happily ever after.
Jane, 她就想要她的妹妹和这个乔治他们能够永远快乐的生活在一起了。
Yet she also longs for her own perfect match.So she wants her sister and George to be happy, but she also longs for or wants her own perfect match. Match is word number three in our extra words. So, you know, I want you guys to be happy, but I want to be happy too.
I also want to find my perfect partner.
And a perfect match, we could also say soulmate. S-O-U-L.Second word. No, together.
It's together. It's
together.
One word.
M-A-T-E. S-O-U-L-M-A-T-E. Soulmate. Together.
Okay, 所以呢我们刚刚听到这个 soulmate 就是心灵上的伴侣。他也很渴望得到自己心灵上的伴侣了。
Yep.
啊大家都是这样子。然后呢他这边说了 yet, 就是然而跟 however 是一样的。然而呢他也是很希望很渴望他自己有一个完美的一个对象了。Long for, 我们可以用一个 be eager, 啊Be eager for something.
Is Kevin able to help make Jane's dream of becoming a bride come true? So is Kevin able to help Jane?
Can he?
Can he help Jane make her dream come true? Because I guess it's her dream, her big goal in her life, to become a bride and live happily ever after.
Which is word number four, bride, in our extra words.
Okay, 所以凯文他能够帮助真的梦想是什么梦想呢？就是成为一个这个新娘，自己成为一个新娘子的梦想能够成真吗？他能够帮助他实现这个梦想吗
？Last sentence: the only way to know how this story all works out. Will Jane be happy? Will Kevin be happy? Will George and his sister get married or break up? What will happen? The only way to know is to catch this movie called.27 Dresses in theaters, in movie theaters, before it is too late. So when we say, oh, you have to catch this, I'm going to catch a movie. 你是用手
Yeah, that's right.
Like catch
a movie.
Yeah, no, it just means we're going to go watch this movie.
But if you want to catch it before it's too late, you have to go see it before it's not in theaters anymore.
Yep.
所以呢要知道这个事情啊结果故事的结局的唯一方法就是去赶快去看这部电影27件礼服的秘密然后呢在它太晚之前不要太晚哦要不然就下档了。
You know, this sounds like it could be a very cute movie.、Sounds like it could be kind of a fun movie, and、I haven't seen the premiere or the previews for this movie yet.So, I wonder who will be in it. You know, will it be like Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts?
Yeah, Julia Roberts. That's the one.
This sounds like Julia Roberts. It sounds like something Julia Roberts would be in.
Indeed.
Anyway.
I like romantic comedies.
I know you do.
I'm a sucker. All right, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Frank.
Bye.
你想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店。www.ivy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源最齐全的英语学习教材最丰富的英语广播教学课程还有最多的超优好康常春藤网络书店欢迎您